ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage and the WBO.
Bring it.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Yeah, let's start building some hurting bombs.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
My man, Scott Cuddy, Damas y Caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. A very good afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever you happen to be listening to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, we air at 11:05 a.m. Pacific Time live right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. Of course, around the world live with live streaming video as I speak at facebook.com/ringtalk. Lots of guests in this hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, the longest-running show in history. Linda Bentley would check in from the Sonora News regarding the New Mexico boxing scandal. Scandals in boxing? You got to be kidding. Kevin Perry will talk a little HBO boxing, a little Showtime boxing, sort of Battle of the Networks 2011. Kyle Kingsbury will check in with the MMA and will bring in the godfather of the HBO crew. That's right. None other than Mr. Larry Merchant today on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, we have open phone lines coast to coast, all across America, Canada, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. I guess not much of a surprise there that Manny Pacquiao has been picked as has won the Google Award of the year as being the most internet sought after fighter. Of course, the Filipino icon, the current fringe. Everybody's got a piece of the welterweight championship. I think Floyd Mayweather has a WBC belt. Manny Pacquiao has a WBO belt. You know, eventually they'll meet, hopefully, and figure out really who is the best fighter pound for pound in boxing. If those guys are the best two right now, we need to see them get it on in 2012. Will it happen? We'll talk with a lot of people today. Of course, the guests, as I said, Kyle Kingsbury on MMA, Larry Merchant, the godfather of the HBO crew, Kevin Perry. And next up, an interesting lady, an investigative reporter from the Sonora News in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm talking about Linda Bentley. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Dish Network is making the best value in TV even better. Introducing the new Blockbuster Movie Pass, included for up to 12 months when you sign up for Dish Network with a qualifying package. Get thousands of on-demand titles streaming straight to your TV or PC. Plus, unlimited access to over 100,000 movies, TV shows, and games by mail. For the most watched channels in America, you'll pay less with Dish Network, with promotional prices starting at just $19.99 a month for a whole year. Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, and Stars free for 3 months. The best value in digital TV is available with a Dish Network authorized retailer. Call us today at 800-283-7507 for savings, quality, and value only with Dish Network. That's 800-283-7507. Limited time offer. Prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees and other restrictions apply. Prices include $5 for Blockbuster Movie Pass. Requires Dish Online account, broadband internet, and compatible receiver. Call for details.
Hey, guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with Progene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Before we get back to any more of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, don't forget the website, 24/7 on the web, ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm just ready to get it on and crush this guy's skull.
Ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, the story you're about to hear is true. The names are real. They are not concealed to protect the innocent. They are being exposed to expose the guilty. Of course, I'm talking about bringing in one of my good friends, the investigative reporter that she is, the ace of the Sonora News, Miss Linda Bentley. Linda, how are you this morning behind that dragnet bring in there?
I'm good, Pedro. How are you?
Pretty good. Talk to me. Is the Joe Diaz case still alive? Is it going forward or what?
Okay, let me give you an update. Yesterday, there was supposed to be a restitution hearing with Peter McKinn, and the judge determined that this was way more involved than she anticipated. So they've got a schedule for filing briefs in February. I think Joe's attorney needs to file by February 6th, and then 10 days later, Russo, which is McKinn's attorney, needs to file an answer, and they've got it set for February 24th for the actual hearing. So that's kind of on hold for right now. Joe's case, and I got to tell you, Joe looked fabulous yesterday. He looked absolutely great.
Okay. Of course, Joe Diaz suffering a heart attack, folks. We're talking, this is all stemming from a $5,000 bounce check from promoter Peter McKinn to Yori Boy Campus that was never made good on. And, of course,
right.
I went down to Phoenix and found out that there was never enough money in the bank account to cover the check, period. Somebody from the bank told me that. And I was surprised to find out that nobody else would jump on this. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue comes Linda Bentley with her superwoman cape on and helping me out down there because nobody was giving anybody any play out of this Arizona boxing scandal involving the athletic commission, the current supervisor of Maricopa County, the former boxing commission head, Mary Rose Wilcox, her husband, Earl Wilcox, a aide then to Governor Janet Napolitano, who's now runs the, what does she run, FEMA?
Department of Homeland Security.
Department of Homeland Security. Okay, I can just associate her with that guy Brownie running FEMA, you know, about as qualified as she is. But it involves a host of scandals, and it's all stemming from this bounce check and how they tried to cover it up over the years with perjury.
The cover-up is so much worse than the actual bounce check. I mean, it cost Joe Diaz his license for 5 years. It cost Yori Boy Campus his license.
It cost people their jobs. It cost a lot of people things.
Their livelihoods.
Anyway, Linda, here's what's up. Now, look into your math crystal ball here, and in 20 seconds, tell me, is Joe Diaz going to prevail in this eventually?
I think so. I do.
Right on.
They've moved the civil case to federal court. I believe Mary Rose Wilcox's attorney filed a motion for that, and there's a flurry of motions that have been filed for permission from the court to file multiple motions for summary judgment. It's supposedly not allowed, according to Ed Moriarty, Joe's attorney. So I'm just kind of staying on top of this, and we'll see what happens.
Good enough. I thank you so much for your time. Happy New Year, and I'm glad Joe is looking so good.
Yes, to you too.
After a massive heart attack in May, folks, I take it back June and May, and Joe Diaz was thought to be dead. But he's come back from the dead, and he has risen again. And, of course, he's going after the culprits that denied him a living, Yori Boy Campus, a definitive end to his career. His career is still going. He fought a few months ago, but there's a one fight in particular where he fought Oscar De La Hoya, where out of $1 million purse, he got $60,000. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing. Is KP ready to go? Let's hit it. Go to the City of Angels, folks, and bring on my man. Of course, we'll talk about Kevin Perry. Now, Kevin, what's up with this controversial video you put on the website?
Well, basically, I think this is a video that Khan's camp kind of threw together and put up on YouTube. But basically, what's shown in the video is that there's this apparent or supposed mystery man who's talking to various judges and commission members while the fight's going on. And from my understanding, no one's supposed to be talking to any of the judges or any of the members of I think it's members of the IBF, but I'm not sure specifically. I got to watch the video again. But there's this mystery man who apparently works for the IBF, but he wasn't supposed to be working that bout. So, I mean, there's a lot of...
But Kev, are they implying that this guy was bribing the judges? Because here's what's... I'll tell you what happens once in a while at fights. And I've caught myself doing it when I can get away with it, okay? I will, when I'm sitting next to a judge, I will look over. If I'm sitting around the judge, I will try to look over his shoulder and see how he scored that. I mean, it's just... It's just, how can I put this? It's like curiosity killed the cat. And I've also seen other judges holding conversations during rounds and things like that. And I brought them, taking them to task for it. But this, you know, I don't know. I really don't think there's a whole lot of controversy in the Lamont Peters, Amir Khan thing. Let's move on. Let's talk about Sergio Martinez. Now, Julio Cesar Chavez has been granted an optional title defense or something like that. And then Martinez said that he was going to fight Chavez in his second fight this year. He was going to have an optional defense in February or March. Now I hear he's going to relinquish all WBC ties and go to Showtime, split from HBO. What's happening there? I mean, Sergio Martinez is one of the best fighters pound for pound in the world, and he's one of those guys that should be being showcased. I mean, should not be showcased, should be fighting good guys on HBO.
Well, from what I hear, I think the situation with Chavez still stands. That I think he's going to fight him this year. That's if Chavez actually wins, which I don't think Rubio is an easy title defense for Chavez, and he very likely could lose to Marco Antonio Rubio.
Yeah, Rubio doesn't throw any punches under pressure, man. He's not a pressure guy. He's a bit of a puss, a little slow and a little light in the sack.
Well, he did knock out that hot prospect from Canada. I can't remember what the guy is. David Lemieux.
Yeah, but you know what, though? The key word there was from Canada. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network, on the line from his lair in the City of Angels, rumored to be Beverly Hills. I'm talking with my man, KP, Kevin Perry of ringtalk.com. And, Kev, when you look back at 2011, what do you think the best fight of the year was? I mean, right off the top of your head, best fight of the year.
Angulo and Kirkland.
Okay. I think that was back and forth. That was a pretty good fight, up and down. And, of course, that was a non-title affair. You don't have to fight for a championship or have one of those gaudy championship belts around your waist in order to be successful in the world of boxing. I mean, you just got to win fights. Some guys don't get title fights, and some kind of non-title fights are better than title fights. All right, what was the most disappointing fight of the year as far as 2011 is concerned?
What, most disappointing in the sense of...
Period.
The most disappointing period?
Yeah.
Hopkins and Dawson.
Okay, I think you are... Okay, do you think Bernard was playing it up?
Does that count as being a fight?
Yeah, I think they ruled it a no contest. So, no, they're trying to say that the referee erred in that Hopkins was hit with an illegal blow. And, you know, Hopkins is such an actor. I've seen him. I saw Mills Lane push him out of the ring one night in Las Vegas, just push him right out of the ring. I mean, he fell on the floor, fell out of the ring and on the floor. And he didn't fall like one of those wrestlers. He felt like he was falling. So he may have been acting after that, after that point, but at one point he did fall out of the ring at the Hilton, I think the Hilton or the Riviera Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada. Okay, coming up on HBO, what do we got? What do we got look forward to on HBO, first of all, and Showtime? Make it quick.
Showtime, I believe, has a bout with the rematch between Andre Berto and Victor Ortiz. HBO, I'm not really too keen or knowledgeable on what their actual schedule is. I think the next fight, the first fight they might be having is Chavez Jr. against Marco Rubio, and I believe there's an undercard. Not sure what is actually on the card. I think they're kind of moving a little slow.
Okay, fighter of the year, no question about it. In my mind is Andre Ward. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's a no-brainer, Andre Ward all the way. You can make an argument for Nonito Donaire, but you know, based on that knockout over Montiel, but I think Ward makes a better case. He fought better opposition.
Fought the best. I mean, this tournament put together six of the best fighters at 168 pounds, and then it involved eight fighters at 168 pounds. A couple guys had to drop out, but of course Ward beat the favorite going in. I'm talking about Mikel Kessler, beat him down, and Kessler ended up quitting with a cut. I think after 10 rounds over there, they made it a technical decision because he quit between rounds instead of a TKO win for Ward, who would have got another point, but Ward eventually did win the tournament anyway. How come they tried this at 118 pounds, and now Abner Maris is the champion, right? This round robin tournament thing.
Yeah, I think Maris won that tournament. I think
Mr. Lobo.
Guy actually fought Victor Chinian. As Selmo Moreno, I think that guy's probably the best guy at 118 pounds. I think Mars is slightly overrated, but usually the guys with the house promoter, Golden Boy in this case, is always going to be overrated because most people get to see those guys a lot more because, you know, that better promoter, they get the more TV time. But I definitely think Moreno is probably the best guy at 118 pounds right now.
Good enough. Roll it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. KP, Kevin Perry, all the best to you, my brother.
All right, have a good weekend.
All right. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. Speaking of MMA, we bring in UFC fighter. I'm talking about Kyle Kingsbury right after this break, folks. Of course, you can give us a call and talk MMA if you'd like at 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. Bump City, sitting by the dance floor, checking it out, watching the man with the fat feet. Got the hippest glams and the bad boogaloo, the big old bag of tricks, down to the nightclub.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
If you are in any trouble with the IRS, this message is for you. If the IRS is garnishing your wages, sending threatening letters, placed liens on your personal property, you still have rights. Ameristar Tax Centers wants to give you free information and a free consultation to show you how to save the maximum amount of money. Our expert team of tax professionals goes to work right away to negotiate the lowest payment possible. We'll represent you before the IRS or state taxing authority. Our results speak speak for themselves. So call us today for a free, no obligation, one-on-one consultation.
Be careful. The IRS can coerce you into paying more than you actually owe.
Ameristar is a certified member of the Tax Freedom Institute. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief.
So call for free information now.
800-583-1974. 800-583-1974. Help is here. Call 800-583-1974.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Shogun absolutely decimating Quentin Rampage Jackson in this, the first round. The youngest competitor is really taking it to the Pride veteran.
This is not good. Yeah, this is the end of the fight. Oh.
Mauricio Shogun has just electrified the crowd.
Shogun's for real and he has arrived. Yeah, he's a threat. He's crazy. He's off the hook.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network, folks. My next guest needs no introduction to those fans of the UFC. You've seen him on UFC Fight Night on Spike TV. Of course, he is King Kyle Kingsbury. What's up, Triple K?
How's it going, Pedro?
Pretty good, man. Got a lot of questions, you know, regarding MMA, and you're the expert, so I'm going to throw them at you. Is it losing its growth? Do you think there's too much MMA on TV?
No, not at all. You know, it'd be one thing if it started getting watered down and you started seeing crappy fights and stuff like that. But you know, the sport's growing, and we got a lot of top talent coming up in the game. There's a lot of guys people haven't heard of, and there's a lot of mouth to feed, too. So I'm excited, and I like the fact that they're putting all these shows together just because it gets us more opportunities to get out there in front of the fans and get our name out there.
Okay, of course, now we've got the reported $100 million seven-year deal signed by the UFC or Zuffa Sports. Of course, I'm talking about my buddy Lorenzo Fertitta, his brother Frank Fertitta, and the face of the UFC, Mr. Dana White, signed with Fox for a seven-year deal. Wow. That's, of course, their second card will be, what is it, January 28th?
I think so.
Yeah, it's the second card. It'll be January 28th. But before we get to that, we've got UFC going to Brazil, UFC Rio. What's up? Have you ever fought in a foreign country?
I have not fought in a foreign country yet, but I'm not opposed to it. The only thing I hear that's pretty bad is you get bent over on taxes when you go out of the country, but... You know, it'd still be fun to get out there and get a free flight to some place you've never been, you know, get to see the culture, stay a little while after the fight and soak it up.
Okay. Jose Aldo didn't perform as much in 2011 as people would have liked because of injuries. Now, he's taking on this guy Mendez in the main event at UFC Rio. Of course, that's the next UFC event on pay-per-view. What's January 14th? What happens there?
Well, that's a great question. I really think Gilbert's one of the guys, or not Gilbert. Who's fighting Aldo?
Is it Chad
Mendez? Yeah. There we go. Chad's a good. He's a well-rounded fighter. He's a grinder. You know, all the guys that come out of Alpha Male have that mentality of just putting it to you. They want to get inside and wrestle and really stick it to you with an aggressive game plan. But I think that plays right into Aldo's style. You know, he's probably one of the most well-rounded fighters in the game. You know, if you look at even a guy like Anderson Silva, who's trained with him,
will say that that guy's the most well-rounded fighter he's ever worked with. And that's saying something when you got a guy like Anderson Silva that will go and put that out there. You know, he's just ridiculously good on his feet. He's obviously got great takedown defense, and then he's extremely slick on the ground. He's a very high-level black belt. Not a lot of people know that. But, yeah, I think he's got this. You know, I don't see anybody really beating him at 145. He's just a talented guy. He's got it all, and he's very young. So, you know, injuries and himself are the only thing that's going to keep him from winning.
Okay. Now, I once said that I stood next to one. I thought she needed a shave, and nobody understood what I was trying to say. I'm talking about Cyborg Santos. Well, she was suspended this week a year for steroids, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty funny because I don't think it comes as a surprise to anyone. The only surprise I had is that it took this long to catch her. You know, I mean, you see her fight, and then it's just like it was seriously like watching a man fight a woman. Every time she fought, she'd just be throwing these girls around like a rag doll, like they were just, you know, paperweights to her. So, I mean, obviously, There's people in this sport that have a lot of strength and natural ability, but you could tell, I mean, there was just a little something extra going on in that department.
Okay, that January 14th HBO card, of course, that is on HBO card. UFC card is on pay-per-view from Rio. Friday, January 20th, UFC goes to FX, folks. That's not Fox, it's FX, with Melvin Guiard and Jim Miller. Melvin Guiard, the young assassin, 46-10, 46-10 with three draws. Taking on Jim Miller, 20 wins, three losses, and no draws. This is 155 pounds. You know anything about these guys, Kyle?
Yeah. I've watched both of them. I think they're both exciting fighters. I saw Jim Miller submit Oliveira before, and Oliveira was just, you know, the big new kid in town, you know, with the great ground game and everything like that. And Jim Miller showed him, hey, I got some sick jiu-jitsu myself, and he submitted him. And he trains with a lot of great guys out of AMA over in New Jersey. And he's got a great camp, great squad, and he's seasoned. You know, he's a veteran. He's been in there. I think Miller's got the edge in that.
Kyle Kingsbury is our guest, folks. Of course, he is the MMA fighter that fights for the UFC. Can you see any shocks? Could you see Jorge St. Pierre being beaten by Nick Diaz?
I don't think so. I'll say this: it's a fight. Anyone can lose in a fight. You know, that's why you got to have him. And obviously, we've seen Jorge St. Pierre be upset before with Matt Serra. But I don't think Diaz has the power to knock him out. You know, he can definitely pepper him on the feet and pick him apart, but he's not going to get him with that one shot like Matt Serra did that rocked him and finished the fight that way. The way GSP would lose would be in starting to get picked apart on his feet. He would resort back to his wrestling and take Diaz down, and now you're dealing with a very, very high-level grappler on the ground, a very, very talented submission artist. You know, you look at all the guys from Cesar Gracie, Nick and Nate Diaz, Jake Shields, they're all extremely talented on the ground. So I'd really think that would be the way GSP could lose a fight, if he does. But again, it's harder to finish guys. You know, the submission defense is always easier than submission offense when you're in there and you're all sweaty and there's no gi on.
Okay. Kyle, you got an upcoming fight on the calendar?
Nope. You know what? We just told Mr. Joe Silva that I'll be available here in March or April. So we're hoping, obviously the March cards are all filled up now, but we're hoping for something in April. I'd like to get back in there in the springtime.
Good enough to my brother. Happy New Year, King Kyle Kingsbury of the UFC, my brother.
Happy New Year, brother. Thanks for having me, Pedro.
All right. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. We do have open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Larry Merchant's next up on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're tuned to the longest-running fight show in history.
Just fall down. You just fall down. Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade, precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller or
something? You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better, and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Hey guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
The American boxer, Clay here, certainly in control of the bout at the moment, but he does have his bad moments as Cooper comes in with that left hand. Oh, he's only just out of range with this one, just over the top of Clay's crinkly hair, just seconds left of this fourth round, and it's Clay poking out one, two left hands, and then getting a good left hand from Cooper in return. A very solid one there by Cooper into Clay's face. Now, Clay tries to come back the left foot, and Clay is down! Cooper has downed him! Oh, a beautiful punch there! And... as the bell goes, Clay had just been dropped by a beautiful punch from Cooper.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fight.
And when all else fails, I got to groove. Rocko, make it more.
That is the mighty Tower of Power playing through the weekend at Yoshi's Oakland. Of course, Yoshi's.com, Yoshi's.com. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. But they are playing through the weekend at Yoshi's in Oakland. I spent the Tuesday night with both sets with them. They were great, of course, as usual. And New Year's Eve, I want to thank Lenny Williams for the tickets. Of course, that was at the Fox Theater in Redwood City, a beautiful Fox Theater. And Lenny Williams combining for a fabulous New Year's Eve event. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. My next guest needs no introduction to Worldwide, folks. He is the godfather of the HBO, Mr. Larry Merchant. And Larry, how are you this afternoon, sir?
I'm pretty good.
All right.
I grew up here in L.A., driving north on the 405.
Okay. Talk to me now. What was the high point of age of your experience as far as fights was concerned in 2011? Can you look back and think of a point that stood out for Larry Merchant that really was something?
Well, obviously the sucker punch and the counter punch that I was involved in with Junior.
Mayweather, Floyd Mayweather Jr. Okay, all right. Outside of that incident which spawned the Larry Merchant T-shirts and Larry Merchant for president and things like that on the internet and on eBay, and God knows where all the profits to that one went. Larry, you sure you didn't get a cut of that?
Well, I'm getting my cut right now because we're still talking about it.
Okay. Is Mayweather clear to fight May 5th now?
Well, apparently. I found it interesting that he reserved that date, which is the traditional Cinco de Mayo weekend,
mm-hmm.
and did that knowing that his case was coming up at court. And now he's got that date reserved, and somehow it enabled him to postpone his jail time until after that event, if an event happens then.
Okay, now some of the rumored opponents, they would be guests at the Hotel Floyd, because when you fight for Floyd makes a lot of money, and you make some money. Victor Ortiz reportedly made $3 million. Right? Is that right, Larry? Larry, he got $3
million? I think it's roughly about that with the overage. That is to say, there were certain guarantees after a point, and the fight did well enough for him for his entire purse to be somewhere in that neighborhood, but I don't know exactly.
Okay. So where does this leave Manny Pacquiao? I mean, is he in search of an opponent at right now, or can he go back and fight Marquez a fourth time? Would that generate great revenue? I know it would generate much interest in the boxing blogosphere.
Well, I would say that a fourth fight with Marquez or a second with Cotto could happen. I'm not going to completely eliminate the idea of a Mayweather fight happening, although it appears that both of them can make so much money for fighting others that there's no compelling economics to them to meet each other. But those are, I would say, the top prospective opponents for Pacquiao. And I think that if it's not Pacquiao for Mayweather, it would be Canelo Alvarez.
Hmm. Okay. Well, another name being mentioned was Robert the Ghost Guerrero, of course, a lightweight, moving up to take that back. He'd been fighting now at 140, but he would fight Mayweather at 147. Of course, the once-beaten Ghost from Gilroy, California, and Saul Alvarez were the two reported final opponents. Saul Alvarez would give him a lot of problems. He looks like a very, very strong young man.
I think you are correct, sir.
Yeah, and
and that he comes with a huge fan base of Mexican-Americans. Mm-hmm. When he fights, the television ratings in Mexico are comparable to Super Bowl ratings in the U.S. So he would generate a lot of money, and it would just come down to how much is Mayweather willing to pay him to attract that audience, because I don't think Guerrero has any track record at all as a prime timer.
Good point.
Also, I think there is a incentive for Golden Boy to try to make the Canelo fight in terms of their future relationship with Canelo. And he has called Mayweather out. So I would say, aside from Pacquiao, that would be the best fight that could be made right now.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. We're talking with Larry Merchant, the godfather of the HBO crew, of course, about Floyd Mayweather's domestic issues. And you know, somebody said to me the other day that, you know, Floyd's really, really, really a bad guy and this and that. I think Floyd's just got some issues. I mean, a lot of people have issues, and Floyd's just got his share of issues, and we'll just leave it at that. I'm not going to pass judgment on him. Although,
yeah, well, I'm sorry. You know, when a fighter whose hands are lethal has a number of charges of hitting women, that's more than just an issue.
Okay, I'll grant you that. And he did kick the guy in the head in the pool room, of course, back there in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Did hit somebody over the head with a champagne bottle in a Las Vegas bar. But, what can I say? I guess issues. I was trying to shut it down light there and just called it issues. But he's got his share of problems. So Alvarez, I guess that would be like at 154 pounds, and I just think that Saul Alvarez is so big and so, how can I put this, young, that he could swarm Floyd. And, you know, he could almost, I don't know, Larry, I was thinking the way to beat Floyd, in my mind, would be the way Mustafa Hamsho beat Wilfred Benitez. I mean, he just pinned him in one corner, and he never let him out, and he beat the smack out of him for 12 rounds. Do you remember that?
I have a vague recollection, but
didn't let him out of his own corner.
Look, he's young, he's strong, he's ambitious. He's very smart in the ring, very poised for a young fighter. He could pose a threat, but he's never fought anyone on the elite level, so there will be a lot of doubters. And Floyd Mayweather is certainly an elite fighter. But it would be a tantalizing match. And it's something I would certainly want to see.
Okay. Chances of it being Pacquiao Mayweather in your mind come May. What do you think, Larry? Is there a strong possibility or just a minute possibility?
I don't know. You've read the stories as I have that Bob Arum is over there in the Philippines now, and he's presenting the various options to Pacquiao. I think that is certainly
significant.
One of the options. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they're really thinking about, whether they feel they should. Both of them should take one more fight in which they'd make tens and twenties of millions of dollars before they fought each other. I've been wrong so often in the past when I've said that I thought it was inevitable and imminent. I don't know why I should be right now, and I'm willing to just wait and let it happen or not happen.
Okay. Julio Cesar Chavez and Marco Rubio, is that going to be the next HBO fight?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And it's a good fight for Chavez. He surprised a lot of people the way he's come on as a middleweight. He is a rival of Canelo Alvarez as a star in Mexico. If he comes through this, there are fights out there for him, perhaps against Cotto, perhaps against Canelo Alvarez eventually. These would be major events. So I'm curious to see how he does against a really tough, strong, experienced guy like Rubio.
Okay. Well, of course, Sergio Martinez, he's leveled some criticism at the WBC in recent days. Didn't he hurl a shot at HBO too?
I've heard that he has. They took his title because HBO would not accept Zivic as a mandatory challenger, although they later accepted him for Chavez, which was more of a fight and turned out to be a good fight. But Martinez is saying that he's very unhappy that they stripped him of the title. Although, Pedro, maybe you can tell me, how has it hurt Martinez? Has it hurt him economically? Has it hurt his prestige? I don't see how holding one of those belts is meaningful to Martinez, who is accepted worldwide as the middleweight champion.
True, I understand that, but the bottom line is that gaudy belt being displayed on HBO, wearing that gaudy belt, the nonchalant fan, the not so serious boxing fan, turns into TV and thinks that Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. is the world middleweight champ because he's the one that's wearing the green belt and he's the one being featured on HBO, and not Sergio Martinez. So.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
Okay.
Because Sergio Martinez, as far as I understand it, and this is a little above my pay level, he's scheduled to be the next World Championship Boxing event in March.
Right.
So he's not ignored. He's I think he's been on HBO 6 or 7 times. He gets paid a good money. In six-figure purses, I don't see how he's been damaged one way or another. He's done okay. Very well with HBO.
Okay. Good for Larry. You're the godfather. That's why I bring the questions to you. I wish you the best of a Saturday to you, and I thank you so much for your time, sir.
Thank you, Pedro. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. The godfather of the HBO crew, none other than Mr. Larry Merchant himself. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and, of course, the American Forces Network.
If long-term unmanageable debt is making your life miserable and you're tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, get ready for a toll-free number that will change your life. Trinity Debt Management has been helping people just like you cut their interest rates by as much as 60% and increase their credit scores by up to 200 points. In fact, they have a proven program that has worked for thousands. If you're ready to consolidate your bills into one manageable monthly payment and pay off your debt, then call for a free, no-obligation analysis. Trinity's certified counselors will explain the entire program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. To cut your interest rates and help your credit score, call Trinity today at 800-899-0615. That's 800-899-0615. Get a fresh start. Call for free information now. 800-899-0615. 800-899-0615.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Would you serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
The horns of the mighty Tower of Power. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, and I'm torn between two issues here as I have one final segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, on our next edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, we'll be joined by Robert the Ghost Guerrero and Jeff Mayweather. Of course, the quieter of the more articulate of the Mayweather clan. I love Jeff, and we'll have Jeff on in the near future. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. As I said, I'm torn between two things here in this final segment, talking about a Flash magazine issue from August 31st, 1996, featuring Jack Fist, the godfather of boxing writers before he passed in 2006, of course, for 40 years with the San Francisco Chronicle, my mentor, the whole nine yards, or telling you about the Google ratings, so I'll go with the Google ratings instead. Manny Pacquiao came in number one. Last year, he was like number three, and he moved up to number one. He's the biggest guy as far as most popular Google activity is concerned in 2011. The Rock was number two. Dwayne Johnson, John Cena of the WWE was number three. Randy Savage, the late wrestler, was number four. Number five, Floyd Mayweather. Number six, and that's what Floyd had last year. Number five, Mike Tyson, the reality TV series guy that he is. He was ranked number six. George St. Pierre was ranked number seven. Number eight was CM Punk. Number nine, Anderson Silva. And number 10 was John Jones. Some other boxers that ranked up high was number 12, Muhammad Ali. George Foreman, number 18. Victor Ortiz, number 19. And Joe Frazier, the late Joe Frazier, at number 20. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, you can catch us on iTunes. And we are available at ringtalk.com 24/7. Past shows, upcoming shows, it's all there. All the information regarding the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, keep your butt off the canvas of life.